for Thought Time. That's otherwise known as the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We don't have the news, blah, 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 repeat the same story twice an hour, blah, 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 blah. There's some people who opt for that, though. We have poisonality, charm, and poisonality. There she is, Sister Jen. Jennifer Horn is here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Join us at 800-510-8255 on the calendar today. Lots of what hopefully is entertaining and interesting chatter, and more chatter. Meditation was in our focus yesterday. Today, we're thinking about Carmageddon.
Yes, we are.
Yes, tomorrow, over the weekend, Los Angeles comes to a standstill, or at least that's what you'd think. With all the discussion.
It's hunkering down. It's like bad weather coming through town.
Right, blowing through town. Okay, food for thought. Item number one. Where we have troops, where they're stationed, what they're doing. You hear the discussion about the budget, right? Debt. Mm-hmm. We've got a big problem, and this one's going to solve it, and that one's going to solve it, and actually neither of them are going to solve it. You have to solve it, but you don't know until you have the information. Information is king. So did you know, Jennifer, that we have troops in Honduras?
I did not know that, no.
Mm-hmm. We have American troops stationed in Honduras. Why would that be? Anybody know? 800-510-8255. We have troops on the ground in Peru. Why would that be the case? Hmm. We have an air base in Honduras. We have been hired by the Peruvians to do drug interdiction. You didn't know that either, did you?
No, I did not.
Okay. You knew that we had troops in Cuba at Gitmo. That's okay. We understand that. We have troops in Russia, Germany, Thailand, Saudi Arabia, Australia, Kenya, Egypt, Italy, Portugal.
Italy? Are these Air Force bases?
No.
Or
well,
bases,
in Italy, we have 10,613 troops that are there for naval support, supposedly. We're there to protect Italy from being attacked by, let's see, who's a nearby neighbor? Yugoslavia. We're there to help the Italians so they don't get attacked by the Yugoslavians. Because Dubrovnik is very close to some of the northern cities. They're about to attack at any moment.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Poised at the ready.
Right. We have 63,000 troops in South Korea. Do you know that? 63,000 troops. We have a joint training mission in Saudi Arabia to help our friends who did so much to help us out on September 11th. It's good to know we have troops there to help them train their Air Force pilots, et cetera, et cetera. They buy our planes from us, so we got to help them. So what I want to know is they buy their planes from us. Why are we teaching them how to fly the planes? Why don't they hire private pilots from the people who make the planes, like Northrop Grumman and Lockheed Martin? Why don't they supply
jobs,
them?
Right?
Why are we, the taxpayer, supporting Lockheed Martin and Northrop Grumman, who make these planes for the Air Force, Boeing, too, as far as that's concerned? Am I foolish? Am I silly here to question?
Well, yes, but not because of this.
There are 325,000 troops deployed in 150 nations beside where we are in Iraq and Afghanistan. 325,000. Drug interdiction in Peru. Civilian outreach efforts in Africa. Satellite communication outposts in Norway. The distant early warning system in Canada. The Arctic Circle. And the ongoing operations elsewhere. How is it that we have boots on the ground all over the place? Why do we have so many men and women here, there, and everywhere? 800 510-8255. Lockheed Martin last year made $32.6 billion in defense contracts. Is that sick?
Wow.
Northrop Grumman, $19.5 billion in defense contracts with the U.S. military. Last year.
Mm-hmm.
Raytheon, $15 billion. General Dynamics, $15 billion. United Technologies, $7 billion. Oshkosh, that makes the trucks, the MRAPs, that sort of thing, $6.3 billion. In business last year. You don't think they have a vested interest in keeping this stuff going? And yet we're sweating our you-know-what's off to pay for all of this stuff.
We have to pay those salaries.
There are 49,893 Marines overseas. 121,864 men and women in the Navy overseas. 71,826 in the Air Force overseas. 81,946 Army soldiers overseas. Not in here, in our country. These are all people overseas.
Would you rather have all those people based here in the States?
I'd rather not have them based anywhere. What do we need to have? Why do we have to be in Honduras and Peru?
Well, places around the globe. That we could activate and go into duty at a moment's notice if we need to.
Yeah, that's fine. That is in Egypt. We have 282 stationed there. Why do we need 10,000 people in Italy? Why do we need in Germany? Let's see, what's the number in Germany? Hold on, just 56,000 troops in Germany.
Big, I mean, they have big hospitals.
They
there,
have
though.
NATO. Yeah, but why is it just us? 56,000 troops. In Germany. This is crazy. Where are we going to get the money to keep doing this? Where does it come from?
Your pocket?
Yeah. I don't have
my
any.
My pocket?
I can't, I need to send you a check.
Yes.
So how do I do that if I'm going to pay for all these guys? Not my choice. I choose to have you working with me. Mm-hmm. I don't choose to be paying to send these people to these stupid wars all over the place. Not my choice. Well, you elected these people and they voted for it.
Not necessarily.
Most of the people there got there without my support. Thanks very much. And I think if you knew all of the issues, you wouldn't support them either. Frankly. So, it certainly is. I just thought I would sober some people up who had too much sangria like me last night. I had a glass of, remember I told you yesterday? We're into Doug and many others are trying to do good things to their body, so drinking red wine.
Drink a glass of wine a day, yes.
I had sangria. Jennifer and my daughter happy to tell me that I'm not drinking anything that's really that good for me because there's a lot of sugar in it. I had a glass last night, and I don't know what whether it was Charlotte that woke me up at 1 o'clock this morning or I woke her up.
Oh, that's but good. It helped you
we both had to go out a little bit. Yeah, we both had to go out and have a little...
Relief.
Relief. Yes. So, anyway, I think these things are important for us to, isn't about what other people are thinking. What do you think? I don't care what the newsman thinks and what this strategist and that opinion maker, I don't care what those people think. I care what you think. And you ought to care about what you think as well. You ought to be focused on where all of your money, your energy, you're working and paying. And I think if we were paying a sales tax, you wouldn't have, you wouldn't, frankly, be so eager to give away your dough. If you have withholding, you don't know, as Richie says all the time, how much money is really being taken away from you. Rich, by the way, taking care of last-minute things. I'll be in Washington tomorrow, do the program from the studio there, and then I join some other folks who are supporting him and his mother and his family as they push their father off into the next beyond. Father and husband, Richie's dad, in case you didn't hear it earlier this week, passed away. So he's been pretty good about, being on the... He's been focused. I've talked to him pretty much every day. He seems pretty focused on it. And these things, you have to, it's the business of taking care of business that takes over when somebody you love died. Then after a while, you think, oh, wow, nobody, he's not there anymore to deal with that. 800-510-8255. Posada in Florida, you are on the Good Day program. Hello.
Hello, good day.
Good day to
my condolences to Rich and his loss.
Thank you. Pass that along.
He appreciates that, I'm sure.
And I'm calling concerned that on the military issue. One thing is Southern Command in South America is got its hands full. With Ecuador. They're building missile launching that equipment, and the Chinese have been there, the Russians have been there. They also distribute over 100 AK-47s throughout Central and South America that were caught. Manifesto.
I've lost you there for a second. We are there because we're trying to counter the Chinese and other people from being there. They're selling arms to the bad guys. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, what we're there for is to train mostly. Even if they're under the drug division, they're also there for military training.
How much success are we having doing that, Posada?
We had very good success on the drug situation during the Bush administration.
Success doing what? What are we doing? We're using more drugs in our country than ever before. More people are in jail for using drugs. So how is what we did there helping us?
Well, now at that time, the drugs stopped coming from certain areas where they were at.
Yeah, they just came from someplace else.
That's right.
Yeah. All right.
So, and as far as the Venezuelans, they're providing arms. They've been providing arms with communist guerrillas for many, many years. And nobody ever talks about that.
No. It's a shame that we have all of these American companies, like some of the ones I just mentioned, selling arms to whoever will buy them, and then we have to go send our troops. It's a ridiculous game. You understand it, right? It's a sport. We have our companies sell these various articles of war to other countries, and then we send our troops in there to keep them from using them. And they use our armaments to shoot at our boys. Pretty cool, huh? Very intelligent.
It's kind of like trying to keep up with the Russians, giving their arms to the other guys and teaching them the same thing. So it's kind of, I guess we're playing the other side of that game.
It's a ridiculous reality, for sure. All right, sir, thank you for your input. It's 18 past the hour on Good Day.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo home mortgage consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to GEICO last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
800-510-8255 joins Jennifer and Doug on Good Day, 21 after the hour.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Ensor for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America failed to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Visit our website, link to our new internet radio, broadcasting 24/7 all of Michael's teachings, and going live for seminars and deliverance services. Check our schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
She gets get down to that.
What?
You watch those videos, don't you?
I watch Entertainment Tonight just to see Ricky Martin oiled up doing push-ups really? In front of his friends. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm waiting to see you, actually. That's what I really want to see.
Yeah. The only kind of oil you'll see on me is motor oil.
Right. Doing Edgar all pumped there on the farm.
Right, exactly.
Now, could you help me with this tractor?
Hand me that big wrench, Edgar.
Check out everybody else's tools in their toolbox.
Oh, we're not gay. Not that there's anything wrong with us.
No, of course not.
I mean, it's fine if that's who you are.
Absolutely.
I mean, I have many gay friends.
My father's gay.
Having fun with Doug Stephan's Good Day.
Well, the big story here in Southern California, the 405 freeway, the busiest freeway in the world, is going to be shut down this week. I mean, this is a huge problem for people in Los Angeles. They've got nowhere to dump their old mattresses now. You know, what are you going to do? They don't think these things through. If you're going to close the 405 freeway, why don't they do it on Thanksgiving or Christmas so our relatives can't get to us? You know, that would be good. I think people would appreciate it.
Carmageddon this weekend.
Yeah. Big trouble.
Los Angeles. God,
you have no idea. There are countdown shows, extended news coverage. I mean, you just don't know. They're doing sales at grocery stores for Carmageddon.
Really? Ugh. Yeah. Right. Prepare now. The end of the world is coming.
Yeah. It's 2 days, people. You're going to be okay.
Over the weekend.
Stay home.
25 after the hour. Doug Stephan, Jennifer Horn. Richie not with us. Roberta Fasanelli not with us. But you are. And you is in the person of May, who's in Virginia, Minnesota. Hello there, May.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you imagine the people that they employ to support the citizens of these countries to support these troops?
There are a lot of NGOs. You know what NGOs are?
No, I don't.
Tell me again.
A non-government organization.
There you go.
Non-profit, non-government. These companies gain a foothold, and they get millions and millions of dollars in support. These are all Americans working in the field, if you will, in these various countries. I've run across them in my trips to the Middle
They're
East.
They're not
and
the
to
civilians
Africa.
Of these countries? Launders and the gardeners and all those things?
No. These are people who work, for those of you who are, we're trying to follow where we are here. I went through the budget problem is something that's before all of us, and all of us need to sort of deal with this on our own level. And one of the ways to deal with it, I think, is to understand where the money is going. So in this circumstance, I went through where all of our troops are, all of the stations abroad, and whether or not you think what they're doing is appropriate is really the question here. And through this discussion, we're getting a lot of other insight into the other things that we pay for. You and I pay for the NGOs to train local people to do this, that, or the other thing. What normally happens when we give foreign aid, May, to a country, we tell them it can be used for X, Y, and Z. For example, Egypt built the Suez Canal, and they got billions of dollars in support from us. We told them they had to hire an American contractor to do it. So they hired Perini Corporation. So the government then is subsidizing Perini in the money that goes to Egypt. They hire Perini for the specifics of the job, but we paid for it. And the string that we attach to our money is that it be used to, when you need it to have somebody do something, then you hire Americans to do it. And that's, I guess, not all bad, part of the globalization. But do we need to be doing as much of it there when we look at our roadways and bridges and infrastructure here? That's the question that always gets asked. Why are we doing it there and not here?
Yeah, not only that, just think of them protecting all their borders, and we can't even protect our own borders.
Well, I think there's something to be said for that, too. Mm-hmm. Questions and lots of, I don't know, we have hypothetical, we have sort of answers, but we don't get really good answers to a lot of this. And so that's why I bring it up, okay? It's food for thought. You do what you will with it. All right, you ready for our 2020 news quiz question?
Ready.
I would like you to please identify Catherine Becker. Who is Catherine Becker, and why are we talking about her? Big buzz. A lot of people don't know who she is. They know what she did, but they don't know who she is. Who is Catherine Becker, and why is she in the news? 800-510-8255. You have the opportunity to call if you're first person in that answers the question. We get you on the air, get the right answer, you get a swell Doug Steffen prize. How's that for a deal? The 2020 News Quiz question asks you to identify Catherine Becker and why it is that we are talking about her. I have not mentioned her name once on the air until this moment, and that may be because of what the circumstances are here. 800-510-8255. 29 after on Good Day.
Are you on the same page as your spouse when it comes to planning for retirement? Most couples are not. A recent study by Fidelity Investments showed that husbands and wives often have very different plans and expectations about the future, from when and where they'll retire to how they'll finance their lifestyle. Chris McDermott, Senior Vice President at Fidelity.
Fidelity's research found that less than half of couples handle retirement investment decisions jointly. Even more concerning is that only 17% say they're completely confident that their spouse is prepared to assume sole responsibility of their finances if necessary. To improve their retirement readiness, couples must take the time to have honest, meaningful discussions about their retirement goals and priorities, either on their own or with an investment professional.
For more information, including a 10-step checklist to help couples get better prepared for retirement, visit fidelity.com/couplesviewpoint. I'm Molly McKinney. Keep in mind that investing involves risk, including the risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You've heard great things about Berkey. You've been thinking of getting a Berkey water purification system, but for some reason, you haven't made your purchase just yet. Okay, here's one more reason to buy the best water purification system you can buy now. The Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com is giving away free Pelican flashlights. Yes, with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system from the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com, you'll receive a free Pelican 2360 LED flashlight, a $39 value. But it won't last long. Only now through July 15th. Hurry, call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653 or shop online at GoBerkey.com. That's Go, BERKEY.com. No coupon code necessary. A free Pelican flashlight is yours with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system only at GoBerkey.com or by calling 877-886-3653. Hurry, offer ends July 15th.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles. How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomason Law Group carefully plan your escape. We're one of only a few remaining debt relief companies to survive massive government crackdowns. Why? Because the Thomason Law Group has proven itself, helping thousands of people like you reclaim their financial future for over 18 solid years. We have an A+ rating with the Better Business Business Bureau and offices in all 50 states. Our expert credentialed staff can specifically tailor-make your absolute best recovery plan. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomas & Law Group now for a free no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst. 1-800-756-3744. Call now because you're tired of running. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. Welcome to another great American day. Thinking out loud is a good thing. 800-510-8255.
Can I hold that frog for you?
Yes, you may. Ribbit.
You and I have been passing it around this
weekend. Yes, we seem to have we have these external and internal thoughts here going back and forth. Thoughts. What are you thinking today? Your thoughts. Are you planting new ideas in your subconscious mind? Do you even know how your subconscious mind works? I suggest you check out your subconscious mind. In fact, feed it. Nourish it. The things that are in your subconscious eventually become in the conscious state. That is reality. Yes. Mm-hmm. What you think is what happens. Constant repetition creates conviction. If you repeat something often enough, it'll become a part of you. Repeat it over and over. I love somebody, or I'm doing this, or whatever it is. You change yourself by changing your thoughts and what's in your mind. You impress upon your mind and move your mind into that circle, and what you think, what's in your mind, is eventually what you become. Self-suggestion is what it's called, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Self-suggestion.
Hello, self, I suggest.
Hello. Yes, hello. Hello. So the question, the 2020 News Quiz question, is what is before us at the moment, and it concerns one Catherine Becker. Trying to figure out who Ms. Becker is, and why would we think that it would be important to talk about her. 800-510-8255. Let us see here. Betty and Lake Susie, what do you think? Who is Catherine Becker?
She's that beautiful lady that was crying as she walked down the aisle to marry Prince Albert last weekend.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Well, this woman...
Prince Albert in a can.
Yeah. This woman is married... She didn't get married last week. She's been married for a while. Thank you, Betty. Nice to hear from you. Let's see here. Jeff and Helena where'd Jeff go?
Jeff.
I went to Jeff and Jeff went bye-bye.
Maybe that was his guest too.
No, he had another guest. All right, 800-510-8255. Let's see. Susan's in Tennessee. Hi, Susan.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, how about you?
I'm kind of tickled in a way, and in a way not.
You're tickled?
I think the lady you're speaking of has another woman out there that's done the same thing named Lorena Bobbitt, didn't it?
Yes, she did. And that's
she's even
much,
more violent.
That's as much as we need to know about this. That's as far as we need to have this
she
discussion.
She bobbited him.
She did do the Bobbitt. And then after that, she disposed of, you see, with Ms. Bobbitt, she didn't...
Bobbitt's disposal.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, at least Bobbitt just threw it out the window so they could find it later.
Right.
This
yeah.
girl
well,
threw it down the garbage
disposal.
That was
just disposal. A nice way of putting it.
Yeah.
Right.
Because I call it the doodah.
So, Susan, have you ever had any idea of doing this to any man that you were involved with?
No.
Okay. All right.
That would be horrible.
It would be, isn't it?
I mean,
well, actually, the interesting thing as this story unfolds here, and without getting too, that's a good job. Hold on a second, Susan. Without getting too graphic here, but this is something. It's hard to not deal with this in some way, shape or form. I'm not sure that I'm particularly good.
It is
good.
Everywhere. Talk about a story that's gone viral.
Oh yeah,
wow.
Right. Everywhere. All right, so this woman, Catherine Becker, is 48 years old. She's been charged with two felony counts, torture and aggravated mayhem.
Yeah, because she didn't just chop it off. She, like, drugged this guy, tied him up, then chopped it off.
Yeah, but it was her husband.
Yeah.
All right. She could go to jail for the rest of her life.
Mm-hmm.
Is that appropriate?
She probably should.
800.
Maybe not the rest of her life.
510-8255. She tied her husband up. He had asked for a divorce. Apparently, he'd been unfaithful to her. With her? No, to her would be the... Is it, well, I guess that brings about a whole discussion of what does it mean to be unfaithful? Why would you want to be with somebody that is unfaithful, if you feel that that's an important part of your marriage? She's 48, her husband is 60. She found out that he was having an affair. She laced his dinner with some unknown drug. And he lay down, believing that he'd had a bad meal, according to the police.
Which he did.
Right. It's beyond...
People just, I mean, I think you have to make an example of her because people can't continue to do this kind of stuff to each other. We just can't.
No, right. So anyway, the victim's ex-wife, in disbelief when she heard the news of her ex-husband's deal.
She said, quote, "I wish I would have thought of that."
Yeah, no, actually, she was married to him for 8 years. They divorced in 2002 because he was having an affair with this woman. Mm. So he has an affair with this woman, marries her, and now he's having an affair with somebody else.
That's a tip, ladies. If they cheat on you to be with you,
if they're,
and they're cheating on
someone
else,
if they're cheating on their present wife to be with you, duh.
Ugh, what do you expect?
Duh.
Jeez.
Duh.
That's the duh of the day.
Duh. He's in amazingly good spirits considering what happened.
But see, women always want to think that they can change a guy. They always want to be the one who can make this big change. Never happens.
He's at the University of California at Irvine. Imagine. Oh, my God. Okay. So I think we're
going to be careful who you date these days, Dougie. That's scary. I'm sure all men are going.
She looks like she's a tough looking
bird.
Yeah,
she's tough looking. She's a tough looking broad.
Yeah. All right. Not enough of that?
I think so.
Okay. Well, we were talking about where all of our troops are. I have been advised that there is now a problem in Hitler's hometown.
What?
The town of Braunau, Adolf Hitler's birthplace, this week has revoked his honorary citizenship. He was going to be given. He hadn't actually gotten it yet. He was going to become an honorary citizen posthumously of the town where he was born. The town council has voted to strip Hitler of any honors he may have received, and which did not expire automatically when he died by his own hand. No archival evidence could be found for the city's big inn awarding Adolf Hitler honorary citizenship. What does that tell you about these people? What in what world, in what universe, would somebody be foolish enough in 2011 to give Hitler any honors at all?
Right.
Well, apparently they wanted the first, he was an honorary citizen back in 1933. And then there were other honors bestowed upon him in 1938. And let's see here. Other towns in Austria made him an honorary citizen when he was in power. But somebody now has decided, this is how many years later? 70, 80 years. This is 80 years later. 75 years later. That his honoraria ought to be examined and he'd be stripped from... It's 2011, for God's sake. Where have you been?
Why are we doing this? Yeah.
Huh?
Why are we doing this now?
Where have you been?
Where have you been?
Is the question. It really is everywhere. It's pretty much the same, though, Jennifer. It really is. It is amazing how out of touch people are with what is going on in their own neck of the woods. People don't know what's going on in their own communities, whether it's there or here. I suggest to you that's one of the... We have our everyday lives. We're busy, blah, 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 blah. How much time do you spend every day in front of a computer screen fooling around?
Being distracted?
Well, you know, being distracted from what it is that's perhaps more important. Yeah, it's good to have fun and be distracted. But people are using this. They use the tools of today to go into a zone, a mind zone, a mind where they have money problems. They have... marital problems. They have problems at work. Everything's a problem. So we need to escape, so some of us think. And we go into these, you know, go online, go into these various games.
I used to be a Farmville.
Look at how many people go to Farmville. And there are now three or four other.
Crops grow.
Well, but there are three or four other games that are pretty much the same
as
that.
There are Mafia Wars. There's... Yeah. Like Farm Town, My Life, I don't know, just a whole bunch of different things.
Right. And meanwhile, the world is passing you by. You've become addicted to this stuff and you're brain dead.
You'll be proud of me, though. Instead of planting on Farmville, I planted my own garden.
Did you? What'd you plant?
Well, mostly just flowers. I haven't done tomatoes and stuff yet, but I'll get there.
Oh, yeah. Tomatoes would be great.
Yeah.
And you've got a big yard. That's where that tree is, where the car, the junk car
was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a huge yard, and it's all irrigated now. I have sprinklers over there, so
really?
I'm ready to go. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I've done some upgrading.
Yeah, that's very good. Congratulations.
I just need some manure.
I'll send you some. Got plenty here. Doug Steffen on the farm. I just took
you
a deep breath.
You okay today? You seem a little like...
Well, I'm going to go to Washington tomorrow to Richie's dad's service, and I'm... a little verklempt about it, mostly because I don't like these sorts of things, but I feel like it's a good thing to pay respects with people that, you know, there are a number of people.
It means a lot to Rich that you're going to go.
Well, it's just I love Richie, and I think that it's, you know, you want to give him a hug, and he knows that everything's going to be all right, but it's still good to hear it from people that you care about. And I just, but it's just lousy. It always, it's just lousy.
Yeah.
That reality is a lousy.
I have a feeling, though, just judging by what Rich has said, it's going to be as upbeat as the
celebration
of life can
be. Yeah, it will
be.
I remember we had my father's service. For those of you who don't know, Richie's dad passed away, and they're having a service on the 14th hole of his favorite golf course tomorrow. My father.
Playing his favorite music, that kind of stuff, which
is really
going to be
your
favorite music.
I'm going to hear the music. That's why I'm going. His father liked the same kind of music I did. But the my father's service was held at the country club where he. Played golf pretty much every day in season that he could for 40-some-odd years.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't spend more time anywhere doing anything else other than that, so why would you have the service there? It's part of the deal, right?
Yep.
The deal. Speaking of the deal, Dr. Ken Caronhaus, who is the medical expert on the Doug Steffen program, is here in a moment. By the way, Dr. Ken reminds you, If you are having a lot of stomach issues, you need Natron's Healthy Trinity. It's a brilliant probiotic. And you can get the deal, the Good Day Health deal, including a free 14-day supply. Call 888-9-NATREN. That's 888-9-N-A-T-R-E-N. Or 888-962-8736.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is in the house, if you will. Anybody ever tease you about your name when you were a kid? It's the Kronhaus.
Is the sky blue?
Aw.
I
got teased
you?
A lot for my first name, of course.
My last name didn't win me any awards.
No, huh?
Horn.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Well, listen, we're going to figure out what the story is. We were talking about this meditation thing, and you saw the poll, Ken. So we'll get to that in a matter of moments. First, though, a testimonial or two or three from people who have used Salon Pause. You're hearing from these people every day in your office. This is something that's aimed if you have back aches, arms that ache, you work out or your work. Yesterday I realized I got scrunched by the cows over the weekend. My lower right side, sort of hip and lower back, put the Salon Pause right there on the patch goes on where it aches, and in a couple of minutes, you feel the relief. How does this work, and why does it work, Ken?
Well, it works because it goes right to the site of where the pain is, and it applies medication that's been proven in study after study and therefore approved by the FDA because it's safe, it's effective. It doesn't go through your stomach and intestines. It doesn't affect your body. It's the first FDA-approved over-the-counter pain patch for mild to moderate pain. It comes in two types, arthritis and just general pain.
All right, so Salon Pause has been in this country for a number of years. Actually started in Japan in 1934. And they have been helping people with the problems. The clinical trials have gone on and on. A lot of facts here. You can check them out. Hit the Salon Pause button at Ken's website, drkenshow.com or dougsteffen.com. You can buy these products at leading drug and grocery retailers. How about getting a free sample by going to either of the two websites, as I say, to Ken's or mine, drkenshow.com or dougsteffen.com. If you're looking for relief right now, though, check out what's going on at the local supermarket or drugstore. Salon Pause. Ask for it by name. American men with cancer, not good news for them today, Ken.
Exactly. This is from the National Cancer Institute. It appears that if you're a guy and you get cancer, you're more likely to die than if you're a woman. Guys have it harder here. More men are at risk of getting cancer. When it's diagnosed, it's more further along. And even with treatment, women live longer.
So
stronger sex.
Wonder why that, yeah, women are stronger than men.
Well, I think women are more aware of their bodies when it comes to medicine, and they go to the doctor early. They do more prevention.
Yeah.
They used to smoke less, but they're catching up.
Wow. But still, you get the drift of it. Be very careful and always be getting those checkups. We were talking about meditation and how it cuts heart attacks. You posted that story. You did, and so did Dr. Jay Kumar. The bottom line here, if you are into TM, it's really beneficial for your body.
Bottom line is stress reduction. It lowers blood pressure. It probably also lowers inflammation. It's just good for the whole body.
Good for your body, good for your heart, good for your mind, TM. So check that out and answer our poll if you would. It's 51 past the hour. You're listening to Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the Daily Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Hey,
HempUSA.org brings you pure Camu Berry Powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown Camu Berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order Camu Berry Powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
How it happens every day at this time, we get ourselves involved in the discussion of technology. Isn't it, Jennifer? Amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing. There are a lot of amazing things happening in technology. And so why don't we spend a little time talking about them? Hey, what an idea.
You're so smart.
You think that I'm strange today? What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. You just seem funny today.
It was that sangria I had last night.
It was... Yes. We've created a monster.
Yes, we may have. Now that Netflix has run Blockbuster out of business, speaking of creating a monster, guess what surprise they have up their sleeves next?
They're price increase.
Plotting. And, yeah, well, hello, what always happens when you become a monopoly?
Mm-hmm.
Alex Goldfein, who is our technology tailor, will upload the information to you next here on Good Day.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
Let's talk about Netflix pricing. You've probably heard that the DVD rental and streaming company has increased its prices by upwards of 60% for many customers. What used to cost $10 a month will now run $16. And that's for one DVD at a time, rented, plus the streaming service. Now, here's my thoughts. This will hurt them. In fact, look for Netflix to possibly reverse course before the September 1 deadline, which is when the price goes up for existing customers. It would not surprise me if they change their mind or adjust this. Second, they used to be around this price for two DVDs at a time until the price wars with Blockbuster started. Then, Netflix in large part drove Blockbuster towards bankruptcy. Now, no more competition, and it's okay to jack up the prices. Where else are we going to go? Finally, studios are charging more. Netflix wants more content. They're buying exclusive rights to television shows after all. And that money has to come from somewhere. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, also in technology, I like this idea. Police forces preparing to use handheld facial recognition devices. Ooh. Starting as early as September. How about that, boys and girls? You want the police to have, just hold your, there's a little camera on the button on the front of the shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Zooms in on your face. We'll find out if you're wanted, dead or alive.
Yeah.
How about that? Microsoft also has announced plans to expand their retail stores to 75 new locations. Microsoft, I've never been into a Microsoft retail store. Have you?
I have not, no.
Where do they have them?
They have them all over now. They're kind of like an Apple
store.
What
do they do? What happens in the store?
Same kind of thing. You buy technology. They train you how to use it, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
See, you never can go heard. Now.
But see, I don't do that much technology, so that's news to me. Wall Street Journal reports that Amazon.com is releasing its own tablet PC
mm-hmm.
this fall. Why?
To compete, to make money.
Handy, isn't it?
It's weird how that happens. You have that big Apple iPad thing start looking a lot like that come out after.
Yeah. This story actually is at DougSteffen.com today if you want to pursue it. Amazon getting ready to release a tablet computer that goes head-to-head with the iPad.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon, and it really isn't known in this business. This would be the first time. Amazon sells books.
They do, but they also have the Nook or the Kindle technology, so they're kind of in the business
already.
So is
that the next step? The iPad is the next step. An iPad-like thing. So you'll not only be able to download, is that the idea? You don't just, on a Kindle, download books and stuff. You'll be able to, I think you can do magazines with that now, too, right?
You can do books, magazines, and newspapers. But the tablet lets you do email. It lets you have social networking.
So you know all about this?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that much about it before just reading it at DougSteffen.com today.
I'm an undercover techie geek.
Yes, you are. I understand mm-hmm. that. Good. Amazing story about how Facebook helped a mother save her child's life by getting her to diagnose a rare disease the doctors missed. You want that story? Very compelling reading. That's a very important story today on What's New at DougSteffen.com. Actually, Doug's special stories there. 59 after the hour on Good Day.